care toolkits are really great because it's just what we needed. Our mountaineers have been to school, but we haven't got any tools for them, so the friendly people of the United States, you know, sent us these toolkits. So we're going to have them make latrines. The object now is to get the Montagnard soldiers who are living out there near the Montagnard camp to come over and start a little civic action of their own, getting the yards to make their own latrines. And we finished a second well, and they poured the floor in the Cadre house. And what else happened? That means the nurse will be moving, which will get our tent back soon. Yay. And I guess you heard about the big explosion up there at English and everything was wiped out. I got some good pictures of that. There's some helicopters sitting there. Oh, I was up there. When was it? Friday. Oh, it couldn't have been last Friday. Maybe it was Thursday. Well, time goes so fast that, you know, like Sunday, yesterday, seems like it was a long time ago. I can hardly remember what it was. And it zips along. This is Monday the 19th, by the way. This whole place blew up for about 6 hours. It was blowing up. And there's helicopters sitting out there, just, you know, a pile of junk on the ground. There's not much left. And there's jeeps out there, you know, just totally ruined. And the place is perfectly level. And there's nothing but shell casings and rubble and junk and charred pieces of wood. And there's not a tent or anything left, of course. And this must be a good 5 acres. You know, just perfectly flat, leveled, and black. And I was waiting for the plane to come back. And I took some paint up in the morning, and I was waiting to come back. So I'm sitting there on the ground by this plywood box in the shade. Oh, it's hot up there. I mean, on that up there by Bongsun, it can really, really get hot during the day. I mean, hot, miserably hot, sticky, sweaty, miserable, hot weather. It's worse than that, actually. And I'm sitting there on the ground, you know, there's bullets and stuff. Like, they've been just, you know, the shell is blown up, and the bullet itself is just sitting there on the ground, and they're there by the handful. It's just, oh, it's about $2.5 million worth of ammunition that went up. Just ammunition alone, plus all the fuel, plus 4 helicopters, a couple of jeeps, tents, the whole 15th Medical Battalion was wiped out, and only one person was killed. And what happened was, I heard about it, you know, when the fellas came in, the story keeps filtering down, you know, what happened. And there's a company of tanks up there on the other side of the runway. Of course, everything blew up. They jumped in their tanks and clammed everything shut and just rumbled across the runway and drove right into the fire and everything with their tanks and saved the people out of their bunkers and stuff like that as they opened up the hatch on the floor of the tank and pulled the people up inside. Only one person was killed. Everybody in the whole tank company is in for something. And the company commander's in for some huge Vietnamese American cross or something. Speaking of awards, the other day we turned ourselves in for Vietnamese crosses of some sort for this Montagnard thing. But we'll never see them because they've got to go from one guy to another guy, back to another guy, up to 2 corps and all over this. So we'll never see them. But we might. Wowie, your son's a war hero. Civil affairs. Oh, well. What else have we been up to? Let me see. Got an MP working for me now. We got four people around in this shop back here, and we had a new sergeant come in today. He's a Vietnamese, speaks Vietnamese. And he's going up to the field tomorrow. And I called in tonight. I put an extension in my phone, my room here now. I got a telephone, my own room, my own telephone. And I got a list a mile long of things to chase down tomorrow. Well, it's going to be a busy day. Well, I don't know. Phone rang about 19 times today. Kid next door is getting ready to go home. He leaves Wednesday. Go back home. Finished, done, completed. What else of exciting, interesting things have happened? Lots of dull, tedious, boring things have happened, but, you know, really exciting, interesting things that would count. Oh, Mark Oliphant called me one day on the telephone, and he said, I'm over at the XYZ, and I'd like to meet you. I said, fine, I'm busy now. I'll try and get over there in a day or two. And by gum, I never got over there. And he left before I did. I finally got over there, but he was gone. And I feel like a heel because I lost his letter. I don't know what his address is. I didn't, you know, I mean, it's slightly, I actually meant to go over there, and I did go there, but he wasn't there when I got there. Sorry about that. Oh, well. I enjoyed the Chinese characters. I got them on my wall locker. They're kind of a brown with a masking tape against a typical gray wall locker, you know? Oh, the colors around here are so nice. Green, dark, OD type, you know. My wood finishing woodwork here is nice. Of course, none of it's stained or anything. But natural ammo box, white pine. I thank you for the box and the lighters. Just put a little gasoline in the lighters and it'll all work. We don't use such fancy things as lighter fluid, at least the mountain yards don't. It's hard to come by. Gasoline works just fine. I don't know about this one, it's broken. I have to work on that. But no problem. The yards will appreciate that. They really do like things like these little gadgets. Something simple like a lighter. They'll make it last 20, 30 years too, boy. Well, thanks for the tape. Enjoyed that. Should be getting another one pretty soon. Be going back up to play coop pretty soon to get the fish, I hope. Oh boy. Colonels are jumping on lieutenants, they were jumping on, you know, everybody to try and get these fish. They don't want them for the Vietnamese, they want to put them in their Lazy Acres fish pond. That recreation area. So the object is to get them for the Vietnamese and then snitch a few and throw them in this recreation pond. So, Colonel Waynesboro from the Civil Affairs School was here the other day, but nobody called me. It was a commandant at the school. We have met, yes. But not in Vietnam. Oh, Lieutenant Lee and I were like tourists. They come back from playing coup every little hillock and bend and road coming back anyway. Stop and whip out a couple of pictures. And got some real good pictures, boy. Blown bridges and tanks on the guard and beautiful Vietnamese scenery in the background. Real good pictures of contrast. The best kind to take. I enjoyed your pictures, and the mountain people in Formosa do not look like the Montagnards. Although they sound like they live like them, but they don't look like them. They look, you know, they could be basically the same people, but they don't have the, they look too Chinese. Because my Montagnards don't look Chinese at all. They look more like American Indians and Eskimos. That they do. Al's fine. Of course, he's delighted he's going to Thailand. He and Neil will be at Fort Halliburton together at the same time. That makes a lot of sense, together at the same time. Taking the same course. But I could be there doing the same thing too, so. I'm supposed to go to language school first and then at Halliburton. Or if this other thing comes through, I don't know where I'll be going or when or why. And who can say? And the next question is, who will say when we find out? So, that's about it for this time. Thanks all for the cookies and the olives and the peaches. They will be eaten, I am sure. You can count on that. And the toffee. We're going through that right now. Good night.